This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Be part of the conversation. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something more than nothing. Really, seriously? We're gonna do drugs this hour. That's right. We're gonna talk about drugs a lot, and we're gonna bring my buddy on after the first break. Kerry Quashin, who is the founder of Action Family Counseling and a recovering, I don't know what they call him. We'll wait till he comes in here. You know, I was always blessed. That wasn't something I had to deal with. I think we had one, and you know, some of you are going, yeah, it's because you didn't know. But we had one drug addict in the family. And, you know, he really did away with himself eventually. Sad. Don't get me wrong. I'm not trying to be cold about it. But alcoholics, did we have a few people that might have drank too much at family parties? Maybe. But they weren't like they are today. I mean, it wasn't like the got a drink to get drunk. I mean, we did as teenagers. My cousin listens to the show, so I know he's laughing right now. But it was anything more than beer and wine. The dope put me to sleep more than made me excited. So that was crazy. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, in Colorado, I mean, they're going to be a drug haven, the legal drug capital of the country. They keep going the way they're going. But, you know, for you libertarians who think that, yeah, we, you know, we shouldn't have any borders and we should legalize drugs and do, you know, I'll have Kerry talk to you about that. But, you know, we still get stuck with the bill. And I guess you're okay with that, right? So somebody's jump off drugs or somebody who gets hooked on drugs or what have you, you know, then teenagers get into it. And don't give me that crud that we can regulate it from teenagers. Really? Have you been on a high school campus? You can't regulate it. They get their hands on it. If you make it illegal, you know, the joke in California was they made dope legal here, and they regulated the crap out of it. So now it's in stores, and it's actually handled a certain way, and they tax it, so it's more expensive. So now you got people selling it on the street. So you're still buying your dope from your dope dealer. You're paying less money for it. And really, what can they do to you if they catch you? You get a license for, you get a ticket for selling without a license. Ooh. The millions, a hundred billions and millions of dollars that they thought they were going to get from taxing drugs, the state of California did not get. So I don't know what they're thinking. I don't know how they're going to do this. Medicinal marijuana, they don't tax. I'd almost like to see the AG, the current AG, come down like a ton of bricks on the drug issue. And say, listen, let's send it all to the Supreme Court. Let's bury these guys in stuff they have to take care of. Let's send it to them and say, you guys decide, does the federal government have a right to regulate drugs in the states? Which is it? See, I'm a states' rights guy. So I'm okay with it. If they're going to say every state gets to decide on its own, then all right, so be it. Every state gets to decide on its own. And I'll move to the state that I'm more in line with. I'll move to the state that has the no abortion after the heartbeat bill. I'll move to the state that has, you know, you're not selling drugs on the streets, number one. Number two is there is no such thing as legalized marijuana and or heroin and or. See, that's where representative government works really well. I'll move to the state that's more in line with my belief system, where we can sing God Bless America in a school. We can salute the flag without anybody making fun of us or trying to. My home state, Massachusetts, God bless. Yeah, I don't even know if God wants to bless those people anymore. They're actually trying to pass, and I'm going to do more on this later, but they're trying to pass a law to take the any reference to God out of their legal documents, out of their Pledge of Allegiance and the whole nine yards in the State House and other places. Yet their Constitution specifically gives God the credit for the state. I mean, look how far we've come. Look how whacked we've become. See, for you atheists out there, I'd love you to call in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If God doesn't exist, why do you care if I use his name? I think some of you are brainless, but when you say you think, I don't come unglued. Kind of the same thing, ain't it? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, I appreciate the time you're spending with me. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. But it's like everything else that we do. Either yay or nay. Okay? Either we approve these drugs, but here's the other side of the coin. If you overdose on drugs, if you're a constant abuser of drugs, as a taxpayer, why do I have to foot the bill? I'm just asking the question, why should I have to foot the bill? You decide this is the road you want to go down? I mean, okay, some of you guys my age, now try to use your poker face, because I know your kids are probably in the room, or your wife's in the room, or whatever, or your mom might be in the room, I don't know. Denner is going to vote on decriminalizing magic mushrooms. Now, you know what magic mushrooms are. I'm not talking about the portobellos that you soak in special sauce or something. You know what I'm talking about. They will be the first U.S. city to decriminalize the use of magic mushrooms. Now, for some odd reason, with pot being legalized now we're going to go the whole game. I mean, we will eventually get to heroin. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Business Bureau, make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
You're right.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. As I said earlier to some of you, I know you love to write me when the show is over. Do not write me. Don't tell me about how wrong I am about drugs. Don't tell me that, I've got it all wrong about marijuana. I mean, just stop. All right? You smoking the stuff? I can't stop you. Obviously, you're in love with it and what have you. But, you know, this is, as I always say, this is not your grandfather's dope. Okay? This isn't the stuff you snuck out of your grandfather's pocket when you were in the 70s. Right? This is totally different. And now we've got to the point where, this, for some of you, the story that I was doing before we went to break, Colorado now, they want to legalize shrooms, you know, the magic mushrooms, and, you know, we're not talking about a cartoon on Saturday mornings. I mean, this is where we've got to, and you libertarians, you're loving this. You're going, right, we should legalize all drugs. Who pays for the downside? That's what I want to know. Right? I mean, being a Republican, you want to legalize everything, you want to let them do whatever they want to do, let them go for it. Who pays for the downside? All the trips to the emergency room in Colorado when they first legalized, I mean, it was like a circus. It was so funny. The CDC and emergency rooms were getting so many calls it clogged the lines because some moron put a quarter pound of dope in a little thing of brownies and couldn't figure out why he thought the earth had stopped spinning and he was going to leave the planet any minute. So, yeah, it's funny. Who's paying for that? And what if there were kids in the house at the time that happened? So it's really cool to say all this stuff should be legalized. It's cool. You guys are just up, you know, too uptight. Well, how about I bring in somebody who has to deal with this on a daily basis, who dealt with it himself at one point in time in his life? Kerry Quashin, founder of Action Family. Hey, probably should turn on your microphone.
Perfect. That might be a good idea.
Yeah, right. There you go.
Thanks, Joe.
Nobody really wants to hear what you have to say. Yeah, they want to go back to smoking their joints. You're
exactly
getting in the way of them smoking their joint right
that's
now.
Right.
So, no, really, sir. You know, this is a serious thing, and I have people, I told you before we started, I have people that will send me an email and tell me how they're not on the same page with me when it comes to dope. Mm. I'm not on any page. I'm on the page that says, you know, A, be smart about it. B, this is not the stuff that you had in the 60s and the 70s. Give us the 80,000-foot view of today's dope, and then we'll nail it down.
Well, it's crazy. It's so much different, and what you said is so true. It's like nobody seems to care anymore about marijuana. So what's happening is adolescents are going untreated, and then it explodes. But, yeah, just in a quick note, is remember Reefer Madness? When we were a kid.
I was just talking about this last night. Go ahead.
It's insane because we were watching it where some guy was standing on a building ready to jump. Remember that scene?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
As I grew up, I found out, man, they're lying to us. Marijuana does not do that to us. It just gets you high and whatever. But today's marijuana, different story. I've actually dealt with many, and people I wish, you know what, Joe? I wish these people that say marijuana is not harmful, that won't hurt anyone, could hang out with me for one day.
Yep.
Just one freaking day, and come and listen to the calls that I get from parents of adolescents where these kids are in serious crisis. Yep. I mean, crisis to the point where they're hitting ERs. They're psychotic.
Yep.
They're starting to panic. They don't know what to do. They're suicidal. I deal with this every day. So when somebody says that's not marijuana, doesn't you can't overdose on marijuana, that's not true. You might not die, but you can definitely overdose. And I see it daily, not just with adolescents. I could see the psychosis. It's really, it's a very scary thing.
Yeah, it's again, in my day, you took a couple hits off a joint, you were having yourself a good time, you pass out. Okay, I mean, and it wasn't something you did 5 hours a day, 6 hours a day, every day. Whatever.
Yeah.
But you were telling me that the THC levels in these things are so... What's the difference between
us? It's insane. It used to be literally 0.3 milligrams, somewhere around that when we were kids.
Right.
And nowadays, in a bud or whatever it is that they just smoke, it's up to 30 milligrams. And the edibles and the oils, 80 to 100% THC. And I'll tell you, these kids can't handle it. A teenage brain... That it doesn't fit. It's a recipe for disaster, for prescription for disaster, period. And not only kids, I'm telling you, I see adults that smoke a lot of pot. You know that. That's what I do for a living. I treat people's addiction.
He hangs around pot smokers, okay?
I hang around pot smokers. But the funny thing is, I see adults that are doing it over and over and over again, and then all of a sudden something happens. And they end up in some behavioral health unit because they get psychotic. Something didn't click. So it's you never really know what's going to happen and what you're smoking, what it's cut with, how strong it is. And if you even take it a step further, if you watched the news the other day, even in the marijuana stores today, it's not what it's supposed to be. they did a deal, and they went through all these marijuana stores, and not all of them was organic, regular pot. So you don't even know what you're getting, Joe.
Yeah. No, no. Hey, look. Well, look, somebody's going to, well, somebody will say to you, is, well, you never knew what you were getting with the dime bag when you were growing up either. But I'll tell you what, you never heard of some of this crazy. Matter of fact, I will tell you, didn't happen to me. It happened to a friend of mine. found that they were cutting the dope with catnip.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, back then.
Hey.
What's the worst that's going to happen?
I was a kid, everybody. I mean,
you're going to start
was,
meowing or something?
What it was. I mean, yeah, the worst, you turn into a kitten. But right, but today, what's going on, if you smoke some pot that's really not good,
mm-hmm.
you can end up in some kind of psychosis.
Yeah.
And end up in an ER, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
And so, come back to reality, if you're lucky.
But you have, some of your biggest problems is when you're talking to parents. They don't get it, do they?
So I was in my, I own drug rehabs. And
right.
I was in the intake department, and we test probably 100 people a week. And I'm sitting in the intake department listening to the phone calls today of parents calling and saying, how was my kid's drug test? And I'm listening to the counselor said he was clean for everything except THC, and the THC level was 300 or 400, whatever it was, and maybe we want to bring him in for an assessment. You know what the parents said? Three different occasions? That's it? Okay, thank you. Click. And then hang up. Now, I'm going to start with saying all drug abuse starts innocently. We know that.
Yeah.
They start vaping, then they have a beer, they might smoke a joint, whatever the deal is. It starts innocently. But when we're little, we have what you call contracts. And when we start breaking our contracts, we start vaping, we start smoking. All of a sudden, we use a little of that THC that God put it there for us to smoke.
I love that
line.
Then
we go to parties, and all the other drugs are what I call drugs of opportunity. And when adolescents that have a behavioral issue, meaning that...
we got to have a break.
You got it.
So pause right there, because I want to hit more of that. And I want to talk about dope as a jump-off drug. Everybody says it's not. But it is. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. The dope is not your grandpa's dope. Get over it. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's been another school shooting, this time in Colorado, with 1,800 students inside. Grades kindergarten through 12.
We were standing outside the parking lot right next to the high school when we saw an officer walk in with a patrol rifle and a vest. right after they sent the school into a lockdown, which we could hear over the loudspeaker.
Police say two students opened fire at their classmates and hit eight of them before being subdued. One of the students has died. KCNC-TV's Rick Salinger is reporting from STEM Highlands Ranch School outside Denver.
Heavily armed sheriff's deputies arrived 2 minutes after the first call. They engaged the shooters inside the school and arrested two. They then cleared the classrooms, escorting the students from the building to places of safety as ambulances rushed the injured to hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir. And I come out the same way.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And listen, don't argue with me. I've got the microphone. Not much you're going to be able to do. Anyhow, if you want to get involved in the conversation, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us. But you know, listen and get informed. Stop arguing until you really have some information. Look, people who, you know, you smoke it, you take it, you shoot it, and didn't hurt me. Yeah, okay, whatever. Anyhow, Kerry Quashin joins me. He is the founder of the Action
Drug Rehabs.
Drug Rehab. There you go.
Is it?
Right? It's right there. So let me ask you a question here, because before we get into the deep, why should we listen to you? I mean,
well, you shouldn't.
What experience?
Especially if you're a pothead, because whatever I say isn't going to work. You're not going to listen.
Yeah.
Well, just a little about me. I've been clean and sober. This Christmas Eve coming will be 39 years.
Wow.
And for the last 37 and a half years, I've been working with alcoholics and addicts only. That's all I do. Plus, for the last 16 years, I ran a behavioral health psychiatric ward. So I've been. This is all I do: breathe.
And you've also been working with the local hospitals in and around the area. You've been called. So this is not just.
Plus, they fly me all over the country because I guess I convinced somebody I was an expert somewhere. One day, and people believed it. Not the potheads, though.
But you know, that's the funny thing about it, because right away they go right to you. Well, you know, you're one of those old farts. You don't want to have any fun. You don't want. You know what? I drank. I smoked. Yes, and I did inhale. By the way, just so we're clear.
Okay.
But I didn't abuse any of it. It just wasn't.
Do you know what we're finding, Joe?
No.
Is I was, like I said, I ran the behavioral health unit, a locked psych ward, for 16 years. And what we found in that unit, along with other units across the country that had called me, is many people are coming in these units psychotic. And when no history of psychosis. And when we go and do urinalysis and tests, the only thing that's coming up is THC. Over and over again, I've seen that. So it's a pretty frightening thing. And people don't, I mean, it's such a hard thing to argue with people that believe that marijuana is this natural drug that doesn't cause all this stuff. I wish you could hang out with me. I wish you could see what I see.
And I'm not promoting smoking, but I said something earlier kind of kind of tongue-in-cheek, and I was serious. Look, if you really feel like you have to smoke dope, then grow it yourself.
Yeah.
So there's not all the chemicals in it, all this crap in there. You know, you're one of the 60s potheads, and it didn't bother you. Grow it yourself.
And I'm not even going to, I have no argument. You want to get high, get high. But know the facts. Know what's going on. And here's an argument I will do, though. If you want to do it and you're an adult, fine, do what you want to do. But when it comes to an adolescent, in an adolescent brain, if you're allowing your children or promoting your children to smoke this marijuana, then you should probably be admitted to a psych ward. It's a recipe for disaster. Period. I have nothing else to say about that.
No, I have seen the pictures, and not just from the government, because, you know, the government, you know, the same people that gave us Reefer Madness, you know, and they really shot themselves in the foot. You have to admit that.
I
mean, ultimately, none of that was real. None of it was true. So, therefore, from that point on, nothing they told us was true.
Right. And I'm not even arguing the fact that, you know, it's good for medical reasons. There are purposes that I'm sure is fine. But when it comes just to wanting to party and get high and escape reality, it's not a great idea.
No, you know what's funny thing about that is that I was saying it the other day. I said, look, you're telling me that smoking dope is medicinally is good for you. So let's go ahead and trash the lungs while we're trying to fix something else. If you truly need, because what's the medicinal ingredient of dope?
Oh, you're talking about the CBD oil
right.
stuff. Yes,
right.
there are. So exactly.
If you truly want it for medicinal reasons, then use the oil. You don't have to smoke the weed.
No, you don't need to get. You don't need to smoke it. You don't need to put it in your lungs. You don't need to get high. Now, if you have cancer and you're sick and you're dying and you're on these medications, take anything that's going to make you feel better. I agree with that.
Right.
But if you're just somebody that just needs to come home and relax, why can't you relax without a drug? Why do you need to smoke a bowl, eat a cookie, vape something, have three Xanax, or two bottles of wine? What's the difference?
No,
if you have to have that to relax or calm down or enjoy yourself, there's an issue.
There's a bigger issue, and part of the issue too is parents who don't think this is any big deal, right? And we've talked about, you know, jump off drugs, and I tell you, some of the people that get on my case when I have these conversations with you, like, dope is not a jump off drug. Well, first of all, again, I'm just going to keep pounding home, you old folks like me. This is not the dope that we grew up with. That's number one. Number two is, it's not just dope anymore. Now we're kind of, I don't want to say we've regressed, but now we've added vaping to the mix.
Right.
Whole different animal.
Well, the whole system has changed. And people that say it's not a gateway drug, well, then tell me, what is a gateway drug? What is it? Is it heroin? I don't know that I ever met a heroin addict that woke up and shot dope. I mean, it always starts somewhere. Where does it start? It used to start with, I'll never smoke a cigarette. And they smoked a cigarette. And then they say, I'll never smoke any pot, but it's only pot, dude. And they keep breaking contracts. Now vaping is the gateway drug for sure. But once you start breaking those contracts as an adolescent, especially if you have an addictive personality,
right,
you're opening the door for all kinds of hurt, all kinds of trouble. So it starts with vaping. Then somebody says, smoke this, and it starts with you smoking a little bit of pot, and then you say to yourself, I'll never do other drugs. But as you're breaking contracts get easier and easier to break.
Oh, sure.
And it only takes that one time, that one drug, for that addictive personality to be in trouble.
You know, back to, you look at the vaping, you look at the dope. It's, when you say it's a gateway, the gateway is not because of something magical in that. It's because you're looking for that next high. I mean, this has been great. You plateaued. All right, but this isn't going to... I want something better than this.
I think
right?
the gateway drug is really opening the door. It's once you start experimenting. Because once you start experimenting with drugs, it's a recipe for trouble. And remember this. All drug abuse starts innocently. All drug abuse starts innocently. It always starts somewhere. So, like I said, I don't know anyone who just decided to wake up one morning and shoot crystal meth, you know, or why don't I shoot some heroin today? Where does it start? What is the gateway drug? People want to argue that marijuana is not a gateway drug. Okay, then tell me what is. What is it? Which one?
You deal with this every day.
Yeah.
Well, you deal with this every day. So it's kind of like you got to get to the parents first, and the parents can't be demeaning towards their kids when they're talking to us. But how do you get to them? How do you reach a parent to let them know, look, the vaping, everybody's doing it, but here's the deal. Your lungs weren't made to take in water, okay, or smoke. So right then and there, forget that it's a drug of any kind. This is strike one. Strike two is they're hiding stuff in the vaping. Would you read online on what's going on with these kids? How do you reach these parents?
You know, it's got to be education, and we got to start educating parents very early and all the time, because right now I don't believe people have a clue. They really don't know what's going on. And here's the scary part of it. Parents, here's what they don't know. They don't know what's going on with their children. You know why they don't? I bet you know. The average parent spends how much time with their kids?
Oh, minutes a day.
2 to 10 minutes a day with teenagers. Think it through. Hey, Joe, how was your day? It was good. How was school? It was okay. Do you have any homework? I've done it. Are you hungry? I ate. And so there they go. What do? The last thing a kid 12 years old and up does before they go to sleep, the very last thing they do is pick up their phone, say goodnight to their friends on social media, FaceTime, in right there looking at them. They go to sleep with their friends. First thing they do when they wake up in the morning is what? Pick up their phone.
Pick up the phone.
Say hi to their friends again, FaceTime, and then walk out into the kitchen, maybe spend a minute or two with their parents, back to school with who? Their friends again. So the problem is parents don't even really know what's going on with their kids because we're so freaking disconnected.
There's a guy ahead of the show a couple of weeks ago. I have a copy of his book, and you can have it if you want it. He's written a book called Disconnected, and how disconnected our young people are, not just from reality, but from family, from the things around you. They used to keep us together.
Right.
You know, we've got one of the, what, the highest teenage suicide rate on the planet?
Isn't that frightening?
And yet, our kids have, you know, $200 sneakers, $500 cell phones. They've got the best education you can get. Why is that? Why? Because there's no connection, true connection to the family.
If your kid is connected to their friends and not you, what does that do?
That's a problem.
That means their friends now become more important. That means they're going to make choices that they would not normally make if they were connected to you rather than their friends. So that's where we're at today. Their peer pressure means more to them than family. And for good reason. If you're spending 2 to 10 minutes with your family and spending 16 hours with your friends, who becomes more important? So you want to please who becomes more important. That's why people say to me, why are we having this crisis with adolescents?
We're going to come to the last segment. Let's talk about some of the things you can do to get closer to your kids without just sticking your finger in their face and say, don't be bad. We'll be back in a few minutes. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Timeshares, what do you think of when you hear that? For many people, all they hear is the constant reminder of how they were misled, lied to, and pressured into buying one of these financial nightmares. This is Steve Sanchez, and if you have a timeshare that you want out of, Wesley Financial Group, the leading timeshare cancellations company, can help you do just that, guaranteed. Founded by Chuck Medell, a pioneer in this industry who successfully went to federal court against the timeshare giant to help you get out of the prison sentence you're serving from the endless lifelong maintenance fees. Wesley Financial Group wants you to know that you're not alone in your battle, and their high ratings with the Better Business Bureau and endless testimonials from millions of dollars they have successfully eliminated from timeshare debt from people just like you makes them the obvious choice to cancel your timeshare. Did I mention their guarantee? Well, it's in writing, and they get the job done on time, or you get 100% of your money back. Call now for their free information kit at 1-800-501-6100. 1-800-501-6100, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
See, happy music is good. It gets you in the mood before we rip you apart. Joe Mattini, your host, listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks for being with us. I always appreciate the time you spend with us. Now, look, you know that conservative commentators are being squelched everywhere. Even our email, if you're on Gmail, if you have a Gmail address, we know that you're having trouble getting our email. So the other way we can do this and make it work, so far they haven't figured out how to kill this, is we can text you information about the show. So you want to text TRS to 55222. That's TRS to 55222. And then that way there, we'll text you out, let you know when the show is starting, who's going to be on it, what we're going to be talking about. You can actually get informed and you can engage. Now, there's a whole different world, right? You can actually engage in something. Wouldn't that be great? Anyway, we're talking about dope. It's not your dad's dope. It's not your granddad's dope. You really, guys, you have to engage. You have to get involved. You have to get informed. And don't use the old lines from the 60s or 70s. You know, God put it there. It must be good for you. It's only dope. It's only this. It's only that. I'll tell you what. I'll push back on you as the idiot and say to you, really? So you naturalists, God wanted you to put smoke in your lungs? Is that what he wanted? Because you were talking to an ex-smoker here. I don't beat up anybody. But and then vaping. What is that? That's vapor. Vapor wasn't made to go into your lungs. Air, oxygen. That's what your lung was made to handle. Anyhow, Kerry Quashen joins me.
Did you know that? You know where opium comes from?
The ground.
A plant?
A plant.
That's
well, God put it there.
Oh, how about cocaine? Wow. Okay. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, it's the man, though. It's we're keeping down those people that want to have fun.
Right.
They want to enjoy themselves. You know, anyhow, I don't know. You know, jump off a bridge. You'll get the same rush. Probably less headache.
Probably.
It wouldn't be a long-term addiction.
Well, last as long.
That's for sure. So, all right, let's talk about this. I mean, because really, parents, they hear about, you know, they're too busy today to begin with, but they hear about the vaping. Dope's no big deal. They smoked dope when they were kids. What's the, you know, they say these aren't jump-off drugs, but how, educate some of these parents. I mean, truly, how do you reach your kid?
Well, how do you reach your kid? By not backing off, ever.
Being more stubborn than they are?
Yes, exactly. It's kind of one of those kind of things that when I have three kids, and I work a lot, as you know, but every night that I got home, what I did, number one, is I put my phone down. I went into one of my kids' bedrooms. I laid down with them, kissed them on their head, and told them I loved them, no matter what was going on. Then I went into the next room, and I did that, and the next room. And we speak two or three times a day, on phone, in person, text, however it is that I have to get a hold of them. We have to be connected with our children.
Yeah.
The reality is we're in a crisis today. We know that when it comes to substance abuse, suicide, teen suicide, as you said. You know why we're in a crisis? It's pretty simple. It's because of the disconnect adolescents, children have with society and their family.
Mm-hmm.
So the magic pill, and there is a magic pill, get connected to your kid. Don't back off. Tell your kids you love them all the time. Hug them in front of their friends. Do not back off. Kids say the kind of things all the time is, oh, Dad, don't embarrass me. Embarrass the heck out of your kids. If anyone's too embarrassed, if you're too embarrassed to tell your kid that you love them in front of people, shame on you. You shouldn't have had them. That's one of those kind of things your kids need. Love, support, structure, and discipline.
Yeah.
They might be getting love, but they're not getting the structure, support, and discipline. They might be getting the discipline, and they're not getting the support.
Oh, but Kerry, I'm working 20 hours a day.
Oh, I know.
I don't
shame
want my kid
on.
To
I
hate me.
It.
I mean, I want to be his friend. I don't, you know, I don't want to have this kind of aggravation at home. I don't want the arguments when I come home from work.
I don't blame you, but I'll tell you what. If you're connected with your children, and they know that you're doing it out of love and respect, the arguments won't be there. So the trick is, get connected.
Yeah.
The reason there's arguments is because we're disconnected, so they don't want to hear it. Anything we say when we're not connected becomes what? A lecture or an argument.
Right.
It's not a connection.
No.
So all those corny things that you hear in the past, families that eat together, families that play together, families that pray together, all those kind of things really do work. It's needed when it comes to raising a kid. And I hear it all the time from parents saying, well, my kid's now 14, is it too late? It's never too late.
No.
Your kids always... Why do kids join gangs?
They're looking for family.
They're looking for family, and guess what they get?
Looking for connection.
And they get it there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a hierarchy. You know, I was doing some TV filming in San Francisco in the parks, and with the homeless. And with the homeless, seriously, with cameras and everything. It was crazy. But they have what you call a family, even in homeless parks. There's a governor. There's a mayor. There's an enforcer, for real.
Ooh.
So there's even hierarchies there. So our kids are growing up with not any of that. So what are they doing? They're going out finding friends. They're making choices that they normally wouldn't make that are bad. And I was saying before, there's three categories of children. You all think this through right now. Category number one, the smallest. No matter what kind of a parent you are, your kids are going to get into high-risk behaviors. They're going to drive fast, act crazy, use drugs, fight, whatever the deal is. That's the really smallest category, even though people think it's the largest. The next category, they're level-headed kids. They want to be a doctor, lawyer, police, and they're going to do that no matter what's going on.
Right.
The largest category of the kids we're losing today, and y'all need to hear this, they're called the fence-sitters. Meaning what? They're going to go either way. If they're connected to family, they'll make better choices. If they're not connected, they're going to make choices that please their peers. They're going to make worse choices and become high-risk kids. Those are the kids we're losing today, Joe. Those are the kids that are smoking all this dope. Those are the kids that are graduating to other drugs. Those are the kids that are in big trouble.
I always joke and tell people, you know, if you want to be your 15-year-old friend, and you're at that point you're 35 or 40 years old. I mean, anybody else would look at you if you were looking for a 15-year-old friend and think you were nuts. There's something wrong with you. You do not have to be your child's friend.
Are parents and kids equal? Never.
No.
We're always going to be our kids' parents.
Yeah.
And what do they need from us? They need what? Love, support, structure, discipline, knowledge. They don't need us to be their friend. When they're 30 years old and they have their own house and we go eat dinner at their house, you can be their friend.
Right.
Yeah. So then they need us to be their parents.
Yeah, and it's funny because our kids are up there in age and we're still doing the parenting thing, and they're still looking for information, and it never stops.
It never stops.
You have to be consistent.
Right.
But to your point, you could be friendly or friends with them, if that's what you call it. Right. But there are points where you go, no, that's a line I'm not willing to cross.
Right. I tell parents that say that all the time, do I want to be my kid's friend? Fine, be their friend, but be their parent first.
Yeah.
First your dad and mom, then you can become friend, but you got to be parent first.
So what do you think about, we only have about 3.5 minutes left. So
yeah.
Denver, they seem to be at the forefront of legalizing all these drugs. They're not getting the money that they thought, it was all tax driven. You know that, right?
Yes, of course.
So all this money they thought they were going to get, they're not getting.
No.
It's costing them more money. Now they're talking about decriminalizing, which means legalizing magic mushrooms. I mean, what's the thought process behind this?
Well, I think you got a lot of people saying just legalize everything and tax it. That's fine until it affects your family or your kid.
Right.
And it will. I mean, we know, here's where we're at today. This is some scary thoughts. Every hour, 7 to 9 people die from an accidental overdose. Every hour. 7 to 9 people. That's not including suicide, which is on a craze right now.
Yeah.
Drunk driving arrest, driving under the influence, assault, domestic violence, molestation. That's from drugs. So now we're saying, why don't we legalize the drugs? That's making it now easier for people to use. And the argument is, well, maybe they won't overdose because come on. They're going to use what we give them. It's not the way that works. And here's where we're at today. In an hour show, 9 people die by accident. How many people get arrested, kill themselves? This is where we're at in this country. It's pretty frightening stuff. And here's even something worse. 1 out of every 6 Americans, these are real statistics, 1 out of every 6 Americans will have a drug problem throughout their life. One out of every 6. That doesn't mean they're going to shoot heroin, but let's talk about benzos, Xanax, Valiums, Ativan, those kind of stuff. Opiates, Vicodin.
I came from a divorced family, large Italian family, right? And lots of cousins. I'm honestly telling you, none of us had drug or alcohol problems. But we had a heavy presence of aunts, uncles, mom, dad. You know what I mean? I mean, even on the street, people knew who you were.
So you made better choices. Why? For lots of reasons. But one is, you didn't want to let down the people who loved you.
No, you're exactly right. And the other, we only have a minute, but this 13 Reasons on Netflix, I've been talking about this. This is the suicide program.
Yeah, I'm very aware.
Who allows that, not only just on TV, what parent allows their kids to see that today's day and age? It's just mind-boggling. Anyway,
so much that's mind-boggling right now, Jeff.
We could do 3 hours of this.
Yeah,
tell people where they can find you and where they get some help and what have you.
You can find us on the web at Action Drug Rehab, Action Drug Rehab, or you can call 1-800-367-8336. 800-367-8336.
Carrie, always a pleasure, and I got to have you back more. And people, don't just think, they're wrong. They're trying to talk me out of taking drugs. Do some real research. Figure it out on your own if you have to. But get some information. Get informed. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here tomorrow.